following rant may cause you to pull your hair out, scream at the radio, punch the dashboard. Complaints should be addressed to loudmouthyambag@rock107.com.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and here's what's got me jacked. When did compromise become such a bad word? I swear, most politicians would rather be caught tagging their assistant or an intern than be nabbed speaking of compromise. And it's not just the national blowhards who've become paralyzed by their unwillingness to compromise. It's trickled down to every level of government. City councils won't compromise. School boards won't compromise. For crying out loud, student governments won't compromise. Think about it. The very concept that revolutionized our existence as a nation, the very idea that allowed us to have a sustainable government, the very notion that enabled us to build the greatest country on the planet has become verboten. Seriously, it's worse to speak of compromise than to say the N-word in political circles. That's how bad it is. How did this happen? Nothing's been fixed. Nothing's been settled. The can's getting kicked just a little down the road. When are we going to pick up that can, take it to the recycling center, and figure out how to spend the nickel? In this political climate, I doubt it'll ever happen. Of course, I'd be willing to compromise and say maybe next year. Guess I'm not a good politician because I'm willing to compromise. Oh, and I'm honest. I'm Prospector. I'm for the people. I gotta go crazy, man.
Ever see the crazy guy screaming at the wall outside the Times building?
Where does this rage come from, my son?
Tweet us with hashtag IFoundProspector and we'll come and get him. Prospector. Mornings on Rock 107.